Some districts have been forced to send layoff notices earlier than usual this year, some as soon as next Monday. That's because the governor's bill would dissolve collective bargaining agreements that often allow a later deadline for layoff notices. If those agreements go away, districts have to revert to state law, which says preliminary notices must go out by Monday and final ones by March 15th. Ron Heilman is the superintendent of the Eau Claire School District, which has 840 teachers. His board meets today to decide how many layoff notices it'll have to send by Monday.
If I had to give you a thumbnail number, maybe 10 to 20.
But other districts are waiting for more budget information. Steve Salerno, an associate superintendent for the La Crosse School District, says it's premature to start cutting people.
Until we know really the other side of the house, so to speak, what is the proposed budget and what impact might that have on the school district of La Crosse?
The budget bill could cut up to $900 million from education. Districts say they can't make concrete plans until they know for sure how much they could lose. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.